to good deeds. And you know I am the platform builder. I am Dr. Renee Sunday. You know what we do here at Good Deeds? Our purpose and our passion is to help showcase other people their vision, their dreams, their passion, of course, their purpose that God has given them in this earth to actually, you know, your testimony helps. It helps you, and it helps everybody that actually listens to your testimony, because we are here to help other people. We are here to motivate other people. We are here to educate other people as well, but we want to motivate, we want to inspire them, that we all can make wise decisions. You know, you can't be on this earth by yourself and not have a team. Think about it. Jesus had 12. Now, how do you think you're going to actually do your purpose in life and you don't actually have people supporting you, people that's on your team, people that actually can, guess what, push you to the next level? So that's the thing. A lot of times we want to stay in our comfort zone, and guess what? That's not what we're going to do. You actually have to step out on faith, out of your comfort zone. But, you know, the whole thing, whatever we do, whatever we say, we need to seek ye first the kingdom of God and let him lead us and direct us. Because when we lean on him, as my grandmother used to say, that's when God working. Because we're not selfish. We're not depending on ourselves to actually get the job done. We are leaning and depending on him. And the reason I did that intro like that, it was on my heart. Of course, God gave it to me. It's not me. But we have an awesome, awesome man of God with us, this, you know, that's going to pull out and actually going to tell us the awesome things that he has, that God has put in his heart. He's a minister, as I said. He's an author. He's a speaker. He actually is doing some awesome things to inspire all of us that we actually can make it in life, that we can actually help other people, and then we can walk out what God has put us here to do. Because, you know, all of us have a purpose of being here. But we want to not delay it. We want to welcome Minister Sheldon D. Newton. And you guys, he's calling all the way from Bahamas. So we just enjoy, and we're just so grateful for him to take in time out. Are you there, Minister Newton?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Praise the Lord. It's good to be here.
Well, awesome, awesome. Well, we want to dive right on in, Minister Newton. Just tell us a little bit more about yourself and the awesome things that's going on in your life.
Well, it's good to be with you, Sister Renee, and, of course, the listening audience. My name is Sheldon D. Newton, and I'm a pastor here in Nassau, Bahamas, serving Jesus Christ Centered Ministries International. And I got born again, received Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior at the age of 13. And, of course, after that, I began to grow in the faith, and I started preaching at the age of 15, doing my best to empower people in their walk with God. And at the age of 19, I was officially ordained to the ministry. I've been in the ministry now for over 30 years, preaching and teaching and sharing with people that God has a purpose for every life, and that every person can develop and grow and learn and be able to achieve their dreams and achieve their goals once it's centered on God's will and God's plan and purpose. So I'm glad to be here, and of course I am married, and we have two beautiful children, and we just love the Lord, and we love doing the work of God.
Isn't that amazing? I love it. I love it. I love it. But Minister Newton, I want to ask, you know, we want to just start off. And, you know, one thing that people can say, I am very transparent about things. But, you know, someone actually sent this question in, actually. And they want to know, you know, since you started so much at a young age in your ministry, you're actually ministering, you know, the good news about God and how we need to actually stay in that path. I mean, it's so much goes on in the world. You know, it's always ups and downs. It's always, you know, as they say, pits and valleys. How do you actually stay balanced in all the things that God have, you know, entrusted you and your lovely family? I mean, what's the thing that you can I'm here. Minister
Newton. Okay,
Minister,
I hear you now. I lost you for a moment. One of the things that I learned when I was a young believer was I learned the importance of spending time in my Bible, spending time in the Word of God. At the age of 13, like I said, was when I got saved. And I was glad that a young, older believer, older Christian, took me under his wings and started to mentor me in the things of God. And I got real hungry to know God. I got real hungry to know God's plan and purpose for my life. I got hungry to know more about how to actually live this life. And so I searched the Bible diligently, and I sought out people who knew God better than I knew him. And so I sat under people like the late Dr. Miles Monroe for a long time, and I learned the principles that he walked by. He always was a man of principle. He lived by principles, and he tried to instill those principles in the lives of all of us who listened to and were mentored by him. And so in learning those principles, afterward, I started going to a church that where those pastors had been ordained by Dr. Monroe, and they were people of principle. So I learned how to govern my life by principles. And someone may say, well, in your getting saved at that age, didn't you miss all of the fun that other people may have? And the truth of the matter is, Jesus is fun. To me, he is fun. You know, so I have been aiming to just live by principle, and it has kept me steady through the years. Some of those principles, of course, is one that you quoted at the beginning of the show: seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the other things you need shall be added unto you. And other principles include the principle of learning how to simply obey the written word of God, obey what you know the Bible says to do. And if you learn to live by those principles, you will be successful in life. I'm reminded of where God told Joshua. He said, if you meditate in my word day and night, you'll make your way prosperous and you'll have good success. And so this is the thing that I aim to try and share and instill in people, that if you learn to live a life of principle, if you realize that God has a purpose for you and you live your life by his principles, then you will be successful. To this end, I've done my best through these 30 years to spread this news of kingdom principles wherever I go. And many people's lives are being impacted. They constantly tell me of what the word of God through me has done in their lives, and I rejoice in that.
I love that you're humble. You're very humble, and I can truly say that you're very passionate in what you do. But I have to ask this, just a segue from that question. You know, so many people in our businesses, when we write a book, when we actually, you know, even on our jobs, our 8-to-5, even in, you know, raising our kids, we all want to be successful. We all want things, you know, and I'll be honest, we want things to happen sometime real quick. And we want things to be shine, and we want to make all this money. I mean, just chime in on that, because, I mean, the thing is, I still believe, and I still will continue to believe, that whenever, whatever we need to go to the Bible. The Bible will give us direction of whatever we're doing in our lives on a daily basis. But chime in on that, because so many people are seeking material things, and we're seeking this lights and the accolades, and really and truly, you know, is that true, or we should be seeking another?
Well, the thing about it is, Sister Renee, we should be following the plan of the manufacturer who made us. God is our maker, and he therefore is our manufacturer. He's the only one who knows how the product is really supposed to work. And so if we try to go after seeking things before we seek God, we'll find that we'll always come out losing, because things cannot bring us peace. Things cannot bring us that inward joy and satisfaction. The reason why we need God in our lives is because God is the one who fulfills us. And as we learn to walk with him, the things that we need, he shows us and gives us wisdom and gives us creative ideas of how to attract things in our lives without us having to constantly chase after other things. You know, in teaching here at our local church, I taught them concerning the principle of learning how to become diligent regarding the things of God. And when I spoke to them about that, I was dealing specifically with focus. and the importance of focusing and making the main thing the main thing. In other words, priority. And a lot of us have our priorities in the wrong place. We have our priorities in things. We have our priorities in other people. And we have our priorities in trying to please other people. But you'll never be able to please all the people all the time. So what God wants us to do is learn how to please him. If we learn how to please him, then the other areas of our lives work the way that they're supposed to work. So no, we're not supposed to chase the things. We're supposed to chase after God. And God is the one who gives us the ability and the vision and the wisdom to be able to get things.
I love it. I love it. That I knew you were going to power us with that. That is so amazing. That is so amazing. And the reason I ask those questions, because those are a lot of questions that people are asking right now. Because so many Minister Newton have lost hope. And
yep.
People are looking to things instead of looking to God. And that's what we need to make sure we're not looking for things, because of us and man will always fail you. But God can send a sinner. They can send somebody that hates you, your enemy, somebody
yep.
that talks about you. He can
yep.
change their heart, and they'll end up blessing you.
Yeah, amen, amen. As a matter of fact, you have to remember he sent ravens to feed Elijah. God is awesome, and you know, if you seek him first, the Bible says no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. And that's one of the principles I live by. I live by that principle that if I walk uprightly before the Lord, he has promised he won't withhold any good thing from me. There are some people who tend to think that God is not wanting them to have things, but that's not right. The thing about it is he wants us to follow him, and then he becomes our source to give us these things. But he doesn't want us to put things before him. He told us not to have any other gods before him. And you can make a god out of anything. So people who feel depressed and feel hopeless because it seems like they've not achieved this and they've not achieved that and they don't have this and they don't have that, all they need to do is focus again on following God with their whole heart. And God will help them to achieve things beyond their wildest dreams. You know, as an author, I have now written over 10 books. And these books are geared toward helping people understand their purpose. But what I really wanted to get at is, who would have thought that this little bohemian boy from Nassau, Bahamas, would be able to write some best-selling books that are selling all over the world? One pastor in New York told me how she preached a message out of one of these books. But this is because once you put God first, there's no telling how far God can carry you.
That's amazing, and I love that how you're a media personality now. But I like how you said that. Now let's do that, because that was going to be my next thing that I was going. I mean, it's one thing to write some things down and pin them, and it's a whole other thing I try to tell people, you know, especially in my publishing company, stepping out in faith and getting it in print, getting the next level, making it up. You know, God. Just putting it on the hearts that it ends up being best-selling author, best-selling books. But, I mean, like you say, you've done over 10 books, and I know you want to encourage people. But let me tell you, let me ask a question. When you actually sitting down penning what God has told you to pen, of course, to write,
mm-hmm.
What actually, you know, we always have to make sure we're doing the spiritual and the practical. Is there any wisdom that you can give us of how you've done so many and how we can encourage other people to actually put their story actually in print as well?
Well, let me just say here how I actually began. Some time ago, I started writing a book, and it seemed as if for some reason I was lacking esteem to believe that people would want to read what I write. It was laid on my heart to write this book on unity, the importance of unity, and for some reason I never printed it because of fear that people would not read it. And then one day I had an experience, and that happened around the year, I believe it was 2000. I was seeking the Lord, you know, for a word for the new year. And I remember I asked him, I said, Lord, you know, people usually come up with slogans. Someone would say, 1996, you better get fixed. 1997, just might be in heaven, and so forth. I said, if there was a word for this hour, I said, what would it be? And I just got one word came up to me, and that was the word diligence. Well, that didn't rhyme, so I thought that I was missing it. But then the Spirit of God seemed to say to my heart, diligence is the word of the hour for the body of Christ. The body of Christ needs to get diligent in the word, get focused, and make the priority the priority. And from that, I wrote a book and called Diligence, the Things of God, of course. And when I wrote that book, the thought again was that fear of people may not want to read, but then I decided to go ahead with it anyhow. And I wrote that book. It was only 90-some pages, and I went ahead, sent it out, and I got it self-published, and it sold well. It sold well, and I thank God for that. But from then on, I noticed that the following year, I was able to write 3 books in a year. So I noticed that it seems as if the hardest part is to get that first book out. And it takes a lot of focus, because you're having to take your thoughts and put your thoughts together in a way, not that you would understand them, because, of course, you would understand you, but in a manner that you would be able to help people see what you see. People know what you know. People understand what you're trying to put out there. So you find that you have to actually focus on your content, focus on what you have to say, focus on why you have to say it. What's the objective? By the time a person finished reading this, what would they have gotten from it? And so I learned from that first one how to focus my thoughts and stay within a subject matter instead of having my thoughts scattered all over the place. Stay centered on what I was dealing with at the moment. And like I said, after that first book, I noticed that I was able to do book 2, 3, and 4 in 1 year. I've come to a place now where if I set my mind to it, I can sit here in my office and actually write a book within a month. It's all about focus, you know, it's all about focus. And so a lot of people, including an 82-year-old Chinese gentleman, they sought me out and they've been asking me to help them concerning writing their books. And I was able, by the grace of God, to help him write his book because he wanted to, he was a businessman and a millionaire, but he wanted to impart his wisdom to young people. So I helped him with that. And some other people, including pastors, have been asking me to help them. So what I did was I wrote a book on it called Lessons I Learned as an Author. But I teach in there as well concerning you need a passion for writing. You need to have a passion and a desire to tell your story or to say what God put on your heart. And then you need to get past your fear of failure. Get past that fear of suppose they don't like it or suppose they don't want to read it or suppose it doesn't go bestseller. You never know what you can accomplish until you actually put the pedal to the metal and try.
Wow, that is so powerful. You're right about that. You got to get that first book out there. Then, but, you know, when we get over that fear, we can actually, you know, as our parents used to tell us, we could conquer the world. We get past
yeah.
it. Yeah. You have to say, no fear here.
Yeah,
all we
yeah,
have to
yeah,
do.
Yeah.
As
a matter of fact.
What we're going to do just real quick. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No problem. As a matter of fact, one of the big things that you have to conquer if you're going to be a writer or if you're going to get anything accomplished is you have to conquer procrastination. We keep putting off for tomorrow things that we can do today. If you have it in your heart, you have it in your mind to write a book, stop procrastinating, putting it off, saying, oh, I'll get to that sometime. Get to it now. If you know in your heart that you're supposed to be doing something and you know you have the ability to do it now. And you'll find, that's what I've been learning through these years, if you'll find that the more you decide not to procrastinate when the Spirit of God prompts your heart to do something or when there's something you know you're supposed to do or accomplish, the more you refuse to procrastinate, the more you'll get done. If you learn to master procrastination, you'll be amazed at what you can accomplish within a year.
Amen, amen, and amen. Lord have mercy. Ooh, this is just great, great, great information and wisdom that we can apply today, right now, to our lives. What we're going to do just real quickly, we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to actually, you know, we're just getting the tip of the iceberg of what Minister Newton does, the awesome thing. He's an awesome writer, as we hear of the wonderful books he has, but he also writes different expert writings, articles, and he's going to tell us a little bit more about that and just the awesome other things that he's doing in life. But we're going to quickly take a break, and we'll be right back. Do not leave. Do not turn this dial. We'll be right back. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday.
This is John Schamberger, founder and CEO of Millionaires and Trainings Only. We are proudly to support and listen to Good Deeds Live every Mondays and Thursday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time with your host, the platform builder, Dr. Nate Sunday. So remember, wherever your mind can conceive and believe in your purpose, it can achieve. And don't stop. Get it.
Hi, this is international and literary award-winning author LaDonna Marie, and you can find my inspirational books on Amazon, also www.ladonnamariebooks.com, and you're listening to Good Deeds Radio.
We're back, you guys. You know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I really, really, truly love the advertisers and sponsors of Good Deeds. You know, if you want to know any more information about the awesome things we're doing, the teleconferences, the webinars, the live events, and, of course, our radio and television platform, please, please go to www.reneesunday.com. Again, that is www.reneesunday.com. We're actually enjoying the wisdom that is being shared by minister, author, and speaker Sheldon D. Newton. It's just so powerful. I'm really going to have to listen this four or five times. Because you want to sponge this information and you want to be let it get into your heart, and you need to meditate in it that you actually can, you know, change your life and be transformed. So we really appreciate you taking the time out and being with us. But we want to talk a little bit more because you actually Minister Newton, you actually write several articles, and we want to know a little bit more about that. And then just, you know, whatever you want to share with us, we're gleaming to hear the awesome things that's on your heart.
Praise the Lord. Well, when I wrote my first book, Diligence to the Things of God, one of the things that I encountered was that I needed a book coach because I didn't know how to actually navigate in the book world. And so I hooked up with a book coach who told me of a place called ezineauticles.com, and she encouraged me to join up there once she saw that I had some wisdom and some things I had learned through the years, through the Word of God, through great men and women of God of the past, as well as through my own walk with the Lord. She wanted me to get on there and share what I had been learning. So I got on there, and I began to write articles for them, and they accepted them. And I wrote articles on things like embracing the new year, winners never quit. I realized that a lot of people had problems learning how to live for Christ, so I wrote articles on how to practically live the Christian life. I wrote articles. I found a lot of people were having a flesh problem. They didn't know how to bring their bodies under subjection, so I wrote articles on how to keep the flesh under subjection, keys to effective Christian living. And then one of the major things I found is that people give up too soon. They quit too soon. They are on a path, and the path will yield good results, but they give up too soon. So I wrote articles on the key of persistence. And then the article company gave a challenge asking if you can write 100 articles in a matter of, I believe it was 30 days. And so I wrote 100 articles in 30 days. And from there, they made me what they call a platinum article writer. And so I became what they call one of their expert writers. And I've been enjoying writing articles ever since to just share with people how to live this life and how to live it practically. My purpose in life is to help empower people to live out their true God-ordained purpose. And so what we do is I try to instill in people a sense of worth and a sense of value, because there are a lot of people who, and some who may even be listening to us now, who are struggling for an identity or who are struggling with self-esteem problems. They may have been grown up being told that they were nobody, that they would never accomplish anything, they would never be anybody. And, you know, those kind of words, particularly when you're young, can have a very serious effect on you, even as you grow up as an adult. And so what a part of my purpose has been, and a part of what God's call upon my life has been, is to share with people that God made everybody valuable and that he wants a relationship with everybody through Jesus Christ. And that once they come to him through his son, that he is able to take them, regardless of whatever had been said to them before, he is able to take them and make something out of them. He made them somebody. And so I'm just remembering, by the way, you know, when the woman with the issue of blood touched Jesus' garment, Jesus said, "Somebody touch me." Now, that may not seem like much, but if you remember Jewish culture, that lady, because of her issue and because of her uncleanness, was regarded as a nobody. But notice that when she touched Jesus, Jesus said, "Somebody touch me." And so when we touch the Lord and decide that we're going to follow him with our whole hearts, he is the one who brings us into purpose and brings us into self-esteem. Don't try to find your purpose without God. You need God to find your purpose, because he's the one who knows your potential. He's the one who knows how far you can go. He's the one who knows the way to go. And so it has always been my dream, and I hope I'm encouraging somebody out there who may feel hopeless, who may feel despaired, who may feel as if, oh, it's not worth it, or I've tried, and I think I need to give up. I'm wanting to let you know, don't you dare give up. Don't you dare give up. You hand that matter over to God. You hand whatever you're dealing with over to God, and let God show you what he can do. And so this has been our purpose, and people can still go up and just put in, go on my website, sheldondnewton.org, and you'll find a bunch of our articles on there that people can read to encourage them. And, of course, you can go on sheldondnewton.com to learn even a little bit more about us and what we do. But that is our purpose, to empower others to live their God-ordained dreams.
I love it. I mean, well said, well said, well said. You're really on it, Minister Newton. I thank God for you actually being in your purpose. I mean, the things you share is as the older people say, right time word. Because we have to encourage each other. All of us have been up and through ups and downs, but we have to.
Yes.
You know, I'm gonna throw my little part in there, Minister. We gotta don't stop, get it.
Yeah. Yes. Amen. Listen, if God gives you a dream, it will come to pass. If God gives you a dream, the Bible talks about how when God gave Joseph his dream, until the time came, the word of the Lord tried him. In other words, you're going to go through things before you reach the way you're supposed to get. The key is, in the middle of what you're going through, just keep pressing forward. Believe God, keep pressing forward. Walk with God, keep pressing forward. Paul said, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." And so when you're talking about, I'm going to back off, or I'm going to stop, no, that's not the kind of mindset to get. You remember, winners never quit. So you just, if you got God in you, you can do it. You can make it. You can be it. You can have it. You just have to keep pressing forward in the Lord.
Amen. That's it. That's it in a nutshell, you guys. It's not hard. Just step out in faith. But Sheldon, Minister Sheldon, D. New. Give us your contact information one more time, please.
Okay, you can reach me on my website, sheldondnewton.org, as well as sheldondnewton.com. We have two websites up. And if you're interested in any of our books, of course, you can find them on our website, or you can go to amazon.com and put in author Sheldon D. Newton or books by Sheldon D. Newton, and they'd come up there, and that's how you can reach me. Or you can reach me through my post office, my email address, pgmchristianbooks@yahoo.com. pgmchristianbooks@yahoo.com. And Sister Renee, I just want to thank you for this opportunity to share with you and your audience. I so appreciate this. God bless you, and God bless your radio show, and God bless your audience.
Amen, amen. And I receive that. And I blessings to you and your family as well. And thank you so much for taking time out and being with us here on Good Deeds.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that.
Amen, amen. You guys, you know, this is another powerful session we've had, conversation. Ooh-wee, Minister Sheldon D. Newton, he brought it, as the kids say. As we leave, you know I love you. You know, contact us for prayer, contact us just to talk. Sometimes you just need somebody to talk to, but also connect with the people that we bring to you, because God is actually doing some awesome things in all of our lives. And we're going to leave the show with another awesome song by my friend Smilodon. His name is Smilodon, and it's called Let Go. We got to let go and let God do it. You know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. See you next time. Bye-bye.
I'm giving my life to you now.
When mountains seem impassable, I touch my knees to the floor. Before I stand back to my feet, I had the strength to push forth. I can't express how much I'm grateful to be favored by him, to shine a light on those who feel me until their money's well spent. And not no spark, I'm talking more like soaked in gas and then lit. So bright that Lucifer wouldn't look like he had dirt on his chin. We run the shopping malls, but run from many buildings where steeples our freedoms are being stripped and immediately lobotomizes the people. I'm slinging oil for friends who may end up in that lake burning. Your judgment doesn't concern me, it's just human discernment. I know I'm blessed, and if necessary, I give you my pants and my shirt. I pray my message is embraced and helps extend someone's church. Trying to save as many as possible before we're dropped in the dirt. Through my experience and wisdom from basic instructions before leaving the earth, encouraging folk how to heal and eventually never get hurt. God has mysterious ways. Stop playing roadblock and delay. Let them work.
I'm giving my life to you now. I'm letting go.
Because of that love, we don't have enough to stand on the tips of our toes. Before our blessing can manifest, we ask God, please send us votes. And I know I say I a lot. In truth, all my strength comes from him. I'm charged to bless those in sinking boats and close to abandoning ships. I pray you hear that God loves you and you gain some hope from my craft. Even though your family's grasping the bowl and you're wet, pushing your wrath. This parent firmly believes in unlocking his children's genius. They shouldn't beef over turf and drugs. They should disagree on a thesis. But with every negative they embrace, their chances of freedom decrease. The least you can do, pay attention while them babies is reading. I try to stimulate my seeds with things that inspire and feed them. Share with my kids the lessons I got when me and their mom took collegiate. Keep a prayer for life of faith and your blessings will come in due season. You just at the base of the mountain. Look at the peak and reach and stop peeking.
I'm giving my life to you now. I'm letting go.
Right now it's cool to be stupid, they call you dumb if you smart. They call you the man if you sell drugs, and call you a lame if you aren't. Never mind that, keep saying impressed wood with intelligent thought. Similar to Noah when it was high tide and he was riding in his ark. He said it was coming, they said he was crazy and they kept laughing at him. So water washed away their grins and corpses floated by a ship. I try to give my people prophecy every time I be sinned. And again I feel like I'm building a boat with every stroke of this pen. So the situation I'm faced with, embrace a cage of my demons. Instead of unleashing them on my people, instrumentals I feed them. And they'll try to stop me with that stance, but I'ma continue my thesis. Lay down rhymes so righteous it might just give me a seat next to Jesus. The number of people in attendance never faze me a bit, cause God will place me in front of the souls in which this message is meant.
I'm giving my life to you now.